Right now, it's time for the Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me Bluff, the listener game. Call 1-888-WAIT-WAIT to play our game in the air. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
My name is Gavin Lord. I'm from Hood River, Oregon.
Hey, Hood River, Oregon. Beautiful out there. I'm sure you do something somewhat earthy crunchy.
I brew craft beer for
I you. Knew it! I had brewer, artisanal weaver on my list. Somebody once told me that if you want to be a brewer, you have to really love cleaning pots. Is that true?
Cleaning pots?
Yeah.
Yes, I love cleaning pots.
There you are.
Could have been a dishwasher.
It's true. Blew that. It's nice to have you with us, Gavin. You're going to play the game in which you must try to tell truth from fiction. Bill, what is Gavin's topic?
I need a hero.
We all know the classic heroes. You're Abraham Lincoln, you're Captain Kirk, the actual hero, the traditional Greek sandwich. But once in a while, an unlikely hero emerges and inspires someone. Our panelists are going to tell you three stories of an unlikely hero in the news. Pick that true story, you'll win our prize, Carl Castle's voice in your voicemail. You ready to play?
I can't wait.
All right, let's hear first from Alonzo Bowden.
In the 90s, while everyone was watching Agassi and Becker, Monica Seles and Steffi Graf, Timmy's focus was on the sidelines. His hero, the ball boy. Timmy Dutch of Carlsbad, California, somehow knew he wasn't going to grow to be a great tennis player. All his life he loved the game, but he just wasn't a great player. Timmy was small and quick, and the ball boys were too. They were in on the action and vital to the game, right where he wanted to be. Timmy practiced. When he was a little kid, if his mom dropped anything, Timmy raced to pick it up. It sort of became a game between he and his mom. She dropped things on purpose to see how quick he could grab them. Growing up, Timmy volunteered at local tennis tournaments, making it as far as the preliminary rounds of a pro tournament in nearby Indian Wells, California, and even catching a 110-mile-an-hour Pete Sampras serve in the groin was not enough to quash his love of the ball boy art. Timmy's all grown up now and an employee at Nike, and he finally got the chance to honor his heroes. Last week, Nike unveiled the Air B-Boy, a tennis sneaker Tim designed just for ball boys. Smooth and understated with an air sole for quickness and comfort, it was designed for the quick sprints a ball boy requires, and of course it was going to be classic tennis white, the only color a professional tennis shoe should be. Turns out, not many shared Timmy's ball boy dream, as the shoe was a colossal failure, and Timmy was moved back to the sock division.
A boy who grows up idolizing ball boys at tennis tournaments has a chance to express his admiration and fails. Your next story of an unexpected hero comes from Roxanne Roberts.
Billionaire businessman and Dallas Mavericks owner Mark Cuban is loudmouth, opinionated, egotistical, arrogant jerk. Regularly getting fined by the NBA or offending the sensitivities of some politically correct group. But gosh, he's a happy jerk. When asked about his life, Cuban told Rolling Stone last year that it was, well, perfect. Quote, "It's effing amazing and off the charts," end quote, which has caused Buddhist monk Lin Pham to reexamine his entire belief structure. Quote, "Mark Cuban is the happiest person I know," said the Dallas-based holy man. "He has inner peace and $1 billion. So Pham is throwing off the orange robes and starting from scratch, using the Book of Mark as his Bible. Quote, "I'm trying to get as much as I can, as fast as I can." Pham has already signed a deal for a reality show where he'll work as a locker room attendant for the Mavericks and, if he's lucky, finally meet his hero.
A Buddhist monk strays from the Buddhist path to follow Mark Cuban, billionaire guy in Texas. Your last story of an underappreciated hero comes from Maz Jobrani.
Television can be harmful for kids, especially if they're watching commercials for personal injury lawyers. If you don't believe that, then talk to Laren Dobra, a nurse from Prairieville, Louisiana, who had to throw a personal injury lawyer-themed birthday party for her 2-year-old son, Grayson. Grayson, it seems, is obsessed with Morris Bart, the local ambulance chaser, whose commercials feature flashing lights and music. Whatever the reason, Mr. Bart has become a hero to little Grayson, who has given up on his obsession with Mickey Mouse to fall in love with a man whose TV spots end with the words, "One call, that's all." Ms. Dobra explains, he used to watch ABC and color videos, and he used to love those. But now he wants to watch Morris Bart commercials. The family even bought a cake with an edible photo frosting displaying Mr. Bart in a suit. Later, Grayson unwrapped a gift to reveal a cardboard cutout of the lawyer. Ms. Dobra said he was kind of shocked. Mr. Bart was not able to attend the party, but he sent an autographed photo and a Morris Bart keychain for a 2-year-old kid who doesn't have a car. The good news is that the baby is learning new words and phrases like attorney at law, I'll sue you, and habeas corpus. The bad news is that he'll probably go up to be a lawyer.
All right. Three stories of three people who took inspiration from unlikely sources. Was it from Alonzo Bowden, a Nike employee who always admired ball boys? From Roxanne Roberts, a Buddhist monk in Texas who decided that instead of Buddha, he should model his life after Mark Cuban? Or from Maz Jobrani, a 2-year-old who got a birthday party celebrating his hero, a personal injury lawyer? Which of these is the real story from the week's news?
I think Grayson's going to be a lawyer.
You really do? You think that you think it's a 2-year-old in Maz Jobrani's story?
Yes, I think it's true.
With a name like Grayson, you're probably right whether Maz is telling the truth or not. But if that's your choice, we'll go with that. Well, to bring you the correct answer, we spoke to someone familiar with the true story.
People suggested that if the attorney had attended the birthday party, he would have taken 33% of the president.
That was George Morris, a reporter for the Advocate newspaper in Baton Rouge, telling us about little Grayson's birthday party, celebrating the personal injury lawyer. Congratulations, Gavin. You got it right. You're into points from Maz. You've won our prize. Carl Castle recorded the greeting in your voicemail. Well done. Congratulations.
Thank you very much, Peter.
Thank you, and I'll look for your beer next time in Oregon.